Thank you, Benny, for reading that really long title. Actually, we decided to change a shorter one here. My topic today is the measurement of interaction between dissolved organic matter and pharmaceuticals. I want to thank my co-author, Brian Tappan, Stephen Boyd, and Hui Li. Some fellows have already addressed the environmental significance of the pharmaceuticals and the DOM this afternoon. So I'm going to give a brief introduction of pharmaceuticals and the DOM. Pharmaceuticals is a category of compounds that is widely used to treat human and animal diseases. And it can be categorized as a prescription and over-the-counter drugs, veterinary drugs, diagnostic agents, and nutraceuticals. And the DOM, the dissolved organic matter, abbreviated as DOM, is a complex mixture of aromatic and aliphatic hydrocarbons that have attached functional groups. Right now, nobody really knows the exact structure of the DOM. And however, we do know that DOM has a molecular weight ranges from hundreds to 100,000 daltons. And for this study, we majorly targeted on the interaction between veterinary drugs and the DOM, because veterinary drugs is in large amount of usage around the world. They are used to treat the animal disease, and most cases they are added into the animal feeding, animal food, to promote animal growth. Researchers have found that most of the pharmaceuticals administered to the animals are poorly absorbed by the animal gut. Hence, large fraction of them are excreted into urine and feces. So by that, large fraction of pharmaceuticals will be excreted into liquid and solid manure. After a short time of storage, those manures will be applied to agricultural fields for its nutrient value, because they have a high concentration of carbon, nitrogen, phosphor, etc. However, after these land applications, large amount of pharmaceuticals and the manure-derived DOM will be carried into the environment waters by surface runoff. And in those waters, pharmaceuticals can interact with manure-derived DOM as well as those pre-existed natural DOM. And this kind of interaction will facilitate the migrations of pharmaceuticals in the environment. So our objective is to develop a reliable and rapid method to measure the complexations between pharmaceutical and the DOM, and to further elucidate the interaction mechanisms. These three compounds are our primary target. They are carbidoxylin, clindamycin, and tetracycline, which are widely and in large amount of usage in animal farms. And here is the detailed structures. They have different pKa and log KOWs. The DOM we are using is leonardite humic acid, which is a kind of standard humic acid get from the International Humic Substances Society. For the experimental part, we compare the dialysis method, which is commonly used right now, and with the SPE method, which will be introduced in the next slide. The dialysis method is commonly used right now to study the interaction between pharmaceuticals and the DOM. The right-hand side of the figure is a schematic for the for this method. Basically, the DOM will be put into a dialysis membrane bag and put into the bulk solution with pharmaceuticals outside. And the pharmaceuticals can diffusion through this membrane to get inside to interact with the DOM. However, the DOM and the pharmaceutical-associated DOM, their size is larger than pore size of the membrane, so they will be retained into this tube. And by that, This method can physically separate those pharmaceuticals associated with DON from the bulk solution, and we can measure the concentration outside this tube. And by calculating the difference, we can know how much is associated to DON. And this is a real picture of how the dialysis works. And this method has a disadvantage that most of them require a long equilibrium time. Most of them are more than 3 days. And during that time, we can see possible degradation by transformation or biodegradation or some other pathways. And it can cause some overestimation of the interactions. So that is why we trying to develop a new method in our lab that is called using the solid phase extraction method. Basic idea is that we put pharmaceutical with DOM directly. And in this solution, which contains freely dissolved pharmaceutical and the pharmaceuticals that associate with DOM. And using the hydrophilic and the lipophilic SPE cartridges, we can extract the freely dissolved pharmaceuticals from the mixture. And for these SPE cartridges, the material pore size is usually less than 6 nanometers. But for the DOM we're using here, bigger than the 8 nanometers. So by the size exclusion effects, the DOM and those pharmaceuticals associated with DOM can pass through this cartridge. And after the extraction, we loot those pharmaceuticals extracted in the SP and measure how much was inside and calculate the difference. We can know how much is associated here with DOM. In order to this method, in order to work, we need to make sure that the DOM can be efficiently extracted by the SPE cartridges. And another thing, we need to make sure that DOM is not be retained on that cartridge. So here you can see on the left-hand side, the figure shows the extraction for the recovery, extraction recovery for carbadox, lincomycin, and the tetracycline. Three of them are all above 90% of extraction recovery, and for carbadox and tetracycline, they are almost near 100%. And for the DOM, this figure shows the recovery of DOM after passing through the SPE cartridges. And we tested the commercialized humic acid, such as Aldrich humic acid and the natural humic acid, leonardite and eluite. They are all get from the IHSS. I want to mention that the green bar here shows the lower concentration of DOM we tested, which is around 40 ppm carbon per liter. And the gray bar we tested is a higher concentration, around 200 ppm. And all of them showing above 98% of recovery, which demonstrates that the DOM can be passing through the SPE without any retain. In other words, those pharmaceuticals associated with DOM can also pass through the SP together with DOM. And we measure the, we compare the equilibrium time for those, for these two methods. On the left-hand side is the dialysis method. You can see that for carbadox, it requires around 3 days to reach equilibrium. For lincomycin and tetracycline, it requires 5.5 to 6 days. To reach the equilibrium. The reason for the difference of equilibrium time is that in dialysis method, the key factor that determines the equilibrium time is the rate of pharmaceutical diffusion through the membrane. And that is also determined by the molecular size. So for the carbadox here, it has the smallest size, which is a molecular weight about 262. For tetracycline and lincomycin, they have 444 for tetracycline and 406 for lincomycin. So tetracycline and lincomycin are bigger than twice and almost twice bigger than carbadox, and they have longer equilibrium time here. And for those two, they are similar size, so their time is around 5.5 days. On the other hand, for SPE method, three of them all have the equilibrium time around 1.5 to 2 days. That is because without the barrier of dialysis membrane, the only factor determining the time is the interaction rate in the mixture, which for three of them, they don't have significant difference. And using the dialysis method and SP method, we compare their interactions here. This black dot showing the results from the SP method, and the empty data point is the results from the dialysis method. And for tetracycline, the dialysis and SP method has a similar result. But for carbadox and lincomycin, we can see SP method showing a lower interaction result. In order to explain the difference, we look into the losses of these two compounds during the experiment. We found that around 2.5% of carbadox and 4.6% of lincomycin was absorbed during 5 to 6 days of dialysis. They are absorbed to the dialysis membrane. So to adjust that amount of loss, we get this dashed line here. We can see that the results is close to the SP method. So I want to put another comment on the sorption or interaction is that for tetracycline, it has the highest interaction here than the comparing to the carbadox and the lincomycin because at the experimental settings, the pH value is around 7, and that tetracycline has both cationic and anionic moieties in its structure. So it makes tetracycline more attractive to those functional groups on the DOM, and that is why the tetracycline has the highest sorption here. And from the result, we can see, we can conclude that the SP method is a reliable, accurate method to measure the interactions between pharmaceuticals and DOM. And most importantly, it reaches equilibrium much faster. And and the supervisors may or may not care about that, but we postdocs and the students, it is critical. So, and using this method, we also studied the interaction between other pharmaceuticals with DOM. And I cannot put every interaction figure together, so I just put their interaction extension here. So we get tetracycline, it is higher than 17 beta estradiol, which is an estrogen, and higher than carbadox. Carbadox is close to the sulfamethoxazine, nadicic acid. These two are also antibiotics, and they are higher than lincomycin. Lincomycin is close to estrogen, and the lowest one is diphenhydramine. This is a kind of antihistamine, which to treat allergies. And for the lower part, diclofenac, acetaminophen, tylosin, and amprolin, we barely see any interactions. And we have our conclusion that SPE cartridges have high extraction efficiency for freely dissolved pharmaceuticals. In the meantime, they have low or zero retention for the DOMs. And SPE method provide a much faster and reliable approach to determine the interactions between the pharmaceuticals and DOM. And the pharmaceuticals demonstrate varying binding capabilities with DOM depending on their structure and the surrounding environmental conditions. The mechanism for the interaction is not very clear at this stage, but we will do more research on that by using different conditions such as pH value, ionic strength, or different kinds of DOMs. Here I want to thank the funding source from USDA, and thank you very much for your attention. I would like to take some questions. Yes.
For the dialysis bag method, can you do both concentration? You don't need so much of the data.
Okay.
So can you do the concentration? Don't do the balance, the math different. Can you do the free concentration in the outside the bag and also total concentration in the bag. In that case, by different,
if you want to measure the measure the total concentration inside of the bag, that's okay. But the question is, as mentioned in the previous presentation, the DOM can cause matrix effects, which may enhance or suppress your signals. We are using the LC tandem mass. Yes, yes. Yeah, that's another approach. Yes, that's another.
Also, I don't know this right or not. For your underestimate, or probably your number IP, the effect method is a lower absorption. I don't know your cartridge, how long your cartridge. When you push solution through, there will be some dissociation. You know, like you catch the your chemicals, immediately some will dissociate.
Yes.
And the free DOM will come through. In that case,
yeah, I see your point. We also considered about that, but for the SP extraction process, we don't run a large solution. We only 10 mils of them will pass through the SP cartridge. That only takes around 1 minute, and we also did an experiment to prove that. To prove that the break of equilibrium doesn't affect the results very much, we use the two cartridges put together, and if the sum of the pharmaceuticals associated with DOM is dissociated, they will be extracted in the second column. We put them together, so we run through the whole extraction process and we loot the second cartridge to see how much of the dissociation occurs. And for that, it's very negligible. It's very low. So that we assume that during this extraction process, the breakdown of the equilibrium is not that significant for that short range of time. So, yes?
And in your study, standard model humic substance used. And I assume the molecular weight and it's in a very narrow range. DOM from the natural environment is a mixture of different compounds with molecular weight ranging from 100 up to, like, as you mentioned, 100,000 daltons.
Yes.
So I would assume, you know, some fractions will pass through the SPE cartridge. And some may not retain.
Yes, that's a good point. I didn't mention that all the DOM we are using here, from IHS, we do pretreatment. That's redissolve them, and we wash them in a dialysis bag, which is also same size of them used in the here, which is 1,000 Dalton. So smaller than 1,000 Dalton, those fractions will be washed out. And after the whole washing process, we use them either in the dialysis method or in the SP method. For the 1,000 Dalton, the size estimation is 6 nanometer. So, but for those contained in, after washing out, most of the DOM contained inside the bag will be larger than that size. So that in that way, we can say the SP process, there's no smaller fraction of DOM affected. Yes?
Well, you showed that the dissolved organic matter does not sorb onto the solid phase extraction material. And so my question would be, why don't you just take the solid phase extraction material out of the cartridge and equilibrate it with the DOM solution with your contaminant in there? I mean, you'd have then a three-phase system, equilibrate for a certain amount of time, filter out the particles of solid phase extracted, and measure the concentration of that.
I don't know. I get your idea correctly, but I know some researchers, they use the PDMS material, they just put it inside the...
Well, yeah, in that same
yeah, same kind of like same idea, and
then you don't have to worry about all these other things.
Yes, and I didn't think about that actually. Maybe for that depletion, that's somebody called that depletion method. They put these material in the solution directly, and we are using this method, using this cartridge, because in the previous research we found that they have high extraction efficiency for the most of the pharmaceuticals we use it. So we just transfer that into this research here. We didn't really consider about putting the material directly into the solution.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.